is Short-Term Rental Management, the show that is all about short-term rental property management, with your host, yours truly, Luke Carl.
Short-Term Rental Management in full effect, man. It's awesome to be here. I'm so grateful to be hanging with you. Life is wonderful, and it's just an amazing thing. Today, I want to talk about appliances and functions of the home and what to do when one breaks and how to handle it. A little bit more geared towards noobs today, but man, maybe you've been doing this for a long time and you're set in your ways and your ways just aren't right. So I'm happy to offer some better advice on how to handle functions of the home that are no longer functioning on today's episode of Short-Term Rental Management.
This episode of The Short-Term Show is brought to you by The Short-Term Shop. 30-year fixed mortgages, tax benefits, and long-distance management training made easy are just a few of the perks of owning a short-term rental. The Short-Term Shop can help you buy and learn how to manage your property from anywhere in the world. Just go to theshorttermshop.com and click Get Connected. Again, that's theshorttermshop.com, and we are brokered by eXp. See y'all over there.
Yes, here we are. We have gathered here today to talk about vacation homes, rental real estate, and providing these folks a great place to gather and create memories. I love my guests. And here's the deal. Things break. Things are going to break, all right? And the way I do things, and it's been a lot of years, and I'm going to talk about some stories over the years, but of hard knocks. To get to the where I'm at now, but you hear all the time about these hot tubs that aren't working right and the air conditioner's not working right. And most people, at least the stuff that I see and hear about, are just looking for ways to fix these items. All right. So I got a couple of things I want to cover, both of which are going to lead me the opposite direction of what I just said. Replace, replace, replace. That's going to be the point of today's program. So let me give you some information on why I think that is the way to go. Hot tub, all right? So let's say you got this hot tub and you know, let's say it is confirmed busted. You got to need a new motor, needs new plumbing, needs new topside, whatever it is. And the man comes back and he says it's going to be $2,400 to fix this hot tub. So now you've got a 9-year-old hot tub that you're about to spend $2,400 on because it's cheaper than buying a new one, which is going to be what? I don't know, $6,000 or $7,000. But here's the truth of the matter. All you're doing is rebuying that old crappy hot tub for a second time. It's exactly what you're doing. All right. Did I just blow your mind? Because that's the truth. I used to, back when I first started, I had a day job and the whole thing, which I love my day job. Still do it part-time. I'm on the radio, man. I play rock and roll records on Sirius XM Radio, and I'm proud of that. I've been doing that a long time. So I do it on Saturday night and Sunday night. But anyway, back in the day when I was doing that full-time, I'd drive back and forth to office to home, and I would stop. It was a long drive. I lived out in the country. Well, not the whole time, but in the period of time that I'm remembering right now. And I would stop at 2 or even sometimes 3 Lowe's. I always like Lowe's better than Home Depot. Still do. And they got the scratch and dent section, all right? And I would stop and I would say, man, that dishwasher looks brand new, $400. Let's take it. And I would put that stuff in my garage because I knew that at one point, one of the dishwashers in one of my houses was going to break. And I was self-managing everything back then, including my long-terms. And boom, got me a dishwasher. There it is. It's ready to go. It's rocking and rolling. It's got a little dent on the back that nobody's ever going to see. And that's still a good way to do it. Listen, I got nothing wrong with scratch and dent. Okay, I think a scratch and dent's the way to go. If you got the time and the energy to go get that scratch and dent and take it to the property and probably have to install it yourself, which, by the way, installing a dishwasher can suck. It can be, it's just like a ceiling fan. It's one of those where it could be the easiest thing in the world and take 5 minutes, or you could be in there for a day and a half and running back and forth to the parts store, fixing the plumbing on this damn dishwasher, you know? But I'm very grateful for all those experiences that I learned along the way. I'm grateful for my dad for being, you know, the handyman around the house and teaching me that a man knows how to fix his house, which I don't know if that's true or not, but that's how things are around here. And sometimes you got to break them worse before you can fix them. And learn that from my dad too, you know. But anyway, maybe dad's listening. Dad's still around. Maybe dad's listening. He's got a wood shop in his garage. He's always out there building stuff. But anyway, you know, so here's the thing. Eventually you get to the point where you've had enough appliances break that you just, eventually you will realize that they just do that. You know, I think it takes several years and a few properties to get to the point where you realize that this shit just breaks. You know, at first you think it's just some sort of conspiracy and the, oh my goodness, how did this happen? It's only 4 years old. Because, you know, and that is a thing. You buy a brand new appliance and you expect it to last 10 or 12 years. You do. And it should. But they don't. And if you, after you've had several appliances and HVACs and water heaters just not last as long as they should have, you just don't care anymore. I just don't care anymore. And I replace them. All right. So let me finish my speech number one, which is rebuying old crap. Don't do that. You're basically, in my opinion, you're wasting money on that old crap that you could have spent towards the new brand new unit. And then everything in there is brand new. Not only that, but they can go get parts for the newer one a lot easier than they can the old one. And you're putting a bunch of new parts in with old parts. Let's put some new parts in with new parts. Worst case scenario, you know, so. Not that I want to be fixing the new one either, but it's easier to fix a new one than an old one for multiple reasons. So to me, there's just so many arguments as to why you should not spend money on old stuff. Now, hot rod, that's a whole nother thing. I've got a 1970 Buick GS, stage one. It's beautiful, low miles, original everything. And if you know what that car is, I'd love to take you for a ride. It's not a very popular car, but it does have a very loyal following, and it's a lot of fun. But anyway, That's a whole nother story. Matter of fact, along those same lines, I saw a targeted thing on Instagram the other day, and it was a refurbished old refrigerator, and it was so cool. It was. I was like, damn, I would put this thing in one of my rentals. And then I realized it was a 40-year-old refrigerator or a 60-year-old refrigerator, and it's probably just not that good of an idea. I don't know if they were completely gutting it and putting all brand new motors and all that stuff in there or what, but it was also not cheap, you know, so anyway. My point number one is don't rebuy old crap, man. Spend that money on the new stuff. And I do feel that point holds true even in primary homes. You know, for the most part, after you've had X amount of things just break on your ass, you get to the point where you're like, just get rid of it, dude. Get it out of here. I want a new one. And again, that's expensive. You know, so I know you're sitting there like, dude, you're telling me to spend $9,000 on a new HVAC when I could just spend $1,200 to fix it. I get it. It's a lot of money. It is. It hurts bad, especially when you're young and just starting out. Maybe you don't have kids yet, just getting married, that whole thing, which was a wonderful time in my life. But I'm going to tell you, I didn't have any money. I was trying to figure it all out. But I had faith, and I worked my ass off, and eventually, thanks to the radio and all this awesome stuff that's happened to me through the years, I've been able to build an empire, and life is good. And I don't want to spend money, my hard-earned money, on old, crappy washing machines, okay?
This episode is brought to you by the Premier Short-Term Rental Facebook group. Short-term rental, long-term wealth. We have nearly 50,000 members. This is the biggest independently owned and operated SCR Facebook group, and it has been curated by yours truly, Cashflow Carl. Join us on Facebook. Search the groups for Short-Term Rental Long-Term Wealth. That's Short-Term Rental Long-Term Wealth on Facebook.
And then point number two here is that it is a vacation home. You can't have old crappy stuff that breaks down in a vacation home. Even if it's only 2 years old, if it's breaking down, it's got to go. You've got to have nice stuff that can react and function flawlessly with guests. Picture this. You got a guest coming in. They've been driving all damn day. They got two little kids in the back seat. The kids have got chocolate and goldfish all over everything. The first thing they want to do when they get to your house is throw all that goldfish crap in the washing machine. And if you've got a 15-year-old washing machine that's rusty and has a dial on it that you got to click, they're turned off. You got to have nice stuff in these vacation houses if you want to compete. It's always been like that. That's not new. That's not some of this new, you know, I always make fun of the petting zoo thing. That's not this newfangled petting zoo over-amenitized crap. You've always had to have a nice washer and dryer. That's how you get good reviews. That's how your guest has a good stay. We are here to make sure they have some. When I go on vacation, my kid gets chocolate all over everything in my car. I want to be able, I'm a neat kind of, I like things to be clean. Throw it right in the washing machine. That damn thing better not have any rust on it. All right. So if you're running around trying to replace heating elements on water heaters in a vacation home, you are asking for trouble. If you've got an 11-year-old water heater in a vacation home, what the hell are you doing? That thing's going to spring a leak, and it's going to cause you a lot of headaches. Is it worth it to say the last? Now, the water heaters are going up. They used to be like $1,100 to get one swapped. Now it's like, man, you go to a mega market like the Destin or the Smokies, you're talking $2,500 to swap a water heater now, which you could do it yourself for $700, you know, but who's got the time? Plus, they're heavy as hell. Anyway, they're not heavy, but they are. They're bulky and annoying, and they are not as heavy as they look. Let me put it that way. But it's still not a field day to drag one of them things around everywhere. You got to have a dolly and everything else. But anyway, you got an 11-year-old water heater that stops heating. The guest says you got no hot water, and you send some guy over there, and he wants to put a new heating element in this 11-year-old water heater. Shame on you. What are you doing? That thing's going to spring a leak next week. Now, I'll never forget my buddy Aaron, who comes and hangs out quite a bit. He comes to the Management Monday Mastermind sometimes, and he's a great dude. He heard me tell this story one time. You got to have a nice water heater, because if it springs a leak, it's going to ruin their vacation. You're going to get a bad review. And he went out and replaced his water heater, and guess what happened? Damn thing leaked everywhere. Like a week later, brand new water heater. So, you know, it could go that direction too. But in general, I just want to reiterate what's happened to me in my life. When I finally crossed over to the dark side of replacing this crap, my life got easier. It did. And I understand that sometimes we like to hold on to our mom's soap, as I like to say, and, you know, do what our parents do. And be, again, my parents are boomers and they don't like to spend money on things. And I get that. But, you know, you get to the point where you got to at some point come over to the way the wealthy people think. And the wealthy people, not all of them, but they're just going to say, let's go ahead and replace that damn thing and move on with it. Now, I say that and the hell, half the wealthy people out there are the penniest pinching sons of guns you're ever going to meet, right? So they're going to contradict ourselves a little bit. But man, I'm just telling you, in my experience, your life is so much better if you don't chase around this spending money on old units, on old washers and dryers and HVACs. Just don't do it. You're stepping over dollars to pick up pennies. It's just not a great way to do things. Come join me in the Management Monday Mastermind every week. Free for short-term shop clients, and we do sell houses. That's the whole point. We want to get you in a vacation home to make a difference in your life and the guests that are coming into the home's life, man. Everything's a sales pitch, right? But theshorttermshop.com, we would love to have you. Reverend Luke Carl preaching it on short-term rental management. And as always, don't overthink it.